I know we heard a lot of lessons over the last couple of days, but is there anything from your lessons that you can think about that you guys presented on that you feel like there's just something you left out that you meant to say?
I get to respond to that because I just want to make double dog sure that that our focus is on Jesus Christ, that it's not on the sinner and the sinner's obligation to God, but it's on Jesus Christ and the provision God has made in Him for the salvation of others. And so when we go out, it's not a matter of getting somebody to climb a ladder, or it's not a matter of walking through some steps. It's a matter of what will you do with Jesus. So when we share, I just urge us to put our focus on Christ. Now think of Acts 15:1, where the Judaizers went in preaching circumcision, and if people were converted, they were depending on circumcision for their salvation. And I say that baptism is the natural faith response to somebody who accepts the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And there's so much power in that truth and in that message. So I just want to urge us to focus on Jesus, not the sinner and the sinner's obligation, but Jesus and the provision of salvation.
I guess I would want to urge us to love the church. There is so much fighting that's still going on. It's almost like it's reemerged. We're fighting over everything again. There's fighting over musical instruments being brought in the church. There's fighting over everything. And I look at our ministry, and I see that we baptized over 250 people in the past 7 years. And out of that 250, I honestly don't know one person that brought up, for example, musical instruments. They didn't care. We're telling them about a Jesus that heals them. This issues everybody's fighting about, these guys that we're bringing into the church don't care. Our church did a big survey 2 or 3 years ago about, had a lot of different issues up that they did the survey on. One of them was Christmas decorations. And it was hilarious when I started looking at all of the answers our college group gave. It was, I don't care.
I think just looking, I would encourage all of you campus ministers especially to look at the data that Wes has showed us from the campus ministry, things that you look at. You look, there are campus ministries that are being very effective in our country, and there are campus ministries who are reaching absolutely no one, and they are, in essence, babysitting the college kids we have. And I want to challenge all of us to be looking at those ministries that are reaching people and say, what are they doing that works, and be willing to adjust those things in our ministries and in ourselves in order to do what is reaching people. And I think that, you know, it's time that we admit, hey, maybe we don't know what we're doing in this arena, and I need to get some help, and I need to look outwardly and outsource to figure out what other people are doing that works. And study those ministries that are in the red zone ministries that Wes talked about and say, okay, they're obviously reaching a ton of people. How are they doing it? I look at our ministry, and I feel like we've been pretty effective over the past year. I look, you know, since January, we may have had 17 baptisms. But I look at that, and I say, you know what? Our ministry still is nowhere where it needs to be. I'm studying those other red zone ministries saying, hey, Lynn, what are you doing? What are you doing that's work? How are you reaching people? What is it about your ministry? And I'm looking for things to adjust in my ministry. And I think all of us have got to be willing to do that and say, I want to do whatever it takes to reach people for Christ.
And I also encourage you guys, get a hold of me, and I will hook you up with whoever's closest to you so that you can go visit. Just get a hold of me. That really impacted a lot of the people. Since Kerry is only 6 hours away, he's the closest campus minister. I've taken groups of Harding students up there just to spend a weekend with his campus kids and just to listen to all the stories of change. And that has impacted them so much that some of them actually dropped out of school and moved to a camp somewhere with a campus ministry, which is pretty cool, so they could reach people, right?
I guess I'm not coming back to Harding now. Thanks, Wes.
Well, you still pray this direction, right? Because I know when I go to California, when I say my prayers, it's going to be towards Mecca, and I hope all you Harding guys hear that. Long as you're doing that, you'll still go to heaven. Yeah, I just, seriously though, I encourage you to visit some of these ministries and get a hold of me, and I'll hook you up with them.